This week's episode is sponsored by Helio Gas Detection and Rising Suns, the award-winning brewery in Cork.
Welcome everybody to the show. I've got Joe, Danielle, Marie down the corner. I love the Carosa t-shirt, Howard, fair play.
Yeah, gotta represent.
Yeah, when are they going to come out with an album? Who knows? Letty well, and Evan.
I've heard it on the sly, and it's pretty fucking great, to be fair.
Massive.
Ooh, that's good news.
Be out sooner than you think.
Yeah, it's coming.
That's great news. Is there anybody out there, Letty, are you watching the comments there for us?
I am. We've got Owen Gallagher in the first commentary.
Hey, Owen.
On the boy.
Just bear it's with long. Us. We were never going to be on time anyway.
No. 3 minutes late. It's all right.
Oh, that's not so bad. Joe's skinning up there. Some things never change, man. Fair play to you, Joe. Right. How hard was this, lads? In fairness, this was fucking extremely hard.
It was a real pain in the ass, Richie. It really was. In a good way, I guess.
In a good way, but my God.
I accidentally made a better list for 2022.
What I'm hoping is that whatever I miss out of the 5E will cover it, you know? That's what I'm hoping.
I've got us covered for international anyway.
Have you?
No, you don't.
Yeah, I have a few options. I've changed the list about 4 times already. Fuck it. I'm going with this one.
Yeah,
there's one or two. It'll just come down to how I feel when you ask me.
Yeah, ooh. Depends what comes out of your mouth. Like, yeah.
Adrian Williams is on. Hey, Ed. And Aidan Williams. Insect or things slunk from a tree.
Yep.
Yeah, we'll hopefully be giving all these bands a shout out tonight at some stage or other.
Be awkward if we didn't give a single one of them a shout out. Yeah.
Are we ready to get into it then, lads? We'll start with the big one. Best album of the year. We'd go with that one. Shout out to Nomadus. Freddie, well deserving of it last year. There's been just a shitload of amazing releases this year. It's been really hard, actually. And between us all, I should think that we have the main ones covered. I'm going to start with Evan. Let's hear my friend. Best album of the year.
I had to give it to Grey Stag just because. Wow. I think the effort that they put into this whole thing, and I feel like it was something that people have been waiting for so long. Seeing it live as well, the whole thing just ties in. The video, everything brilliant. Like the production on it.
Production's amazing.
Yeah, Aidan did such a good job. It still has that like live feel. I hate when things are too overly produced. Mm-hmm. And I think that the actual production wise has that perfect balance of that raw. It's like raw clarity is the kind of thing you're looking for. But fair play to the lads.
Was there any close ones, Ev, for you?
I think I learned well from like was it 2 years ago where I was like, I'm not making a list anymore. I'm picking one. Okay. Because if I make a list, I forget something and then fucking ruins everything.
Welcome to my world. Welcome to my world. Letty, album of the year, Irish metal album of the year.
I like how you have to clarify Irish.
Gamma
Bomb. I really did enjoy their album.
Okay. Brilliant. Yeah.
The Crawling was close, but Gamma Bomb just took it.
Yeah. Yeah, okay, that's fine. Well done, Joe. Howard, over to you.
So yeah, I was bouncing between quite a few. Rum Kingdom's release was pretty decent. I was looking forward to the Primordial one, but it was a bit of a letdown. Gamma Bomb was fucking great. It was a fantastic show. Slung from a Tree was a really nice listen. Really enjoyed that. But for me, Shardborn, Oars in the Water was just in many different ways. The playing on it, the musicianship, whatever you want to call it. The effort, it 8 years of work.
Mind bong.
It's great.
Mind bong.
Mind bong. Ling.
So yeah, Shardborn, Oars in the Water.
Class. Before we get to Danielle, Letty, how are we doing with comments there? Do you want to say a quick shout out to anybody?
Yeah, we've got loads of people watching. We got 34 people watching.
Okay.
Hello to everyone. We've got Harry Knott from Burner. He says,
hey,
big up
Harry.
Our scene. We got Adrian Williams. Hey, everyone. Hope everyone is well. Burning Metal. Some torture porn before we face the list.
Very true.
And we've got Rope Maker in the comments. Darren.
Hey,
Kenny.
Dave. Dave Slattery from Dave, Rope Maker. Yeah.
Noel Crowley. Lots of people. Comments are blowing up.
Okay.
Anyone talking shit yet?
Not yet. I'll let you know.
Okay, Danielle, over to you. Album of the year.
So I have a long list here, but I gave it to Stung from a Tree. Voyage into Cosmos. But I'll just list out everybody else that I had in here. So Grey Stag was a very close second. I had Fraught, Transfix and Dyed Light, Round Kingdom, The Crawling, Death Collector, that was this year, Shardborn, and Gamma Bomb as well. So yeah, it's quite a long list.
Yeah, yes. But
fun.
What swung it for you?
Just possibly the title track alone, Void into Cosmos. And like, sorry, they have a song called Blaze and Confused. How can you not? How can you not?
Brilliant. Okay, cool. Well done, Danielle. Thank you. Over to Howard.
Joe. This is going great, Richie.
Hard to like 2 votes.
Fucking 6 windows. Oh my God. Joe, how are you, man?
Good. What was my
best
couple of ones
album.
I really really liked, but the Crimson Butchery debut, I really thought it was cool.
Yeah.
Very, unreal. Very like well done kind of death metal, like, you know.
Yeah.
Great show.
And like, it's a bit in family as well, because it's John from Kilkenny Gambom. It's his kind of other band, but like, I thought they got the kind of early 90s kind of death metal thing spot
it's
on.
It's unreal, yeah.
It is unreal, yeah. Okay, that's great then. Okay, so here we go. I'm going to go. I had to cut it off at 10 downwards, because otherwise it was just fucking madness. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to expand it to 20 for the actual, I suppose, the recorded version in a week's time. Anyway, so countdown from 10. Number 10 was Enigma Division.
Absolutely unbelievable album.
Yeah. Number 9, big shout out to Owen and the lad, Slung from a Tree, Voyage into Cosmos. Number 8, Shardborn, Oars in the Water. Number 7, Grey Stag, Call of the Mountain. Number 6, Crimson Butchery, Repulsive Exhibition. Number 5, The Grief, Crucible. Number 4, Words That Burn, Cutthroat Culture. Number 3, The Crawling, All of This for Nothing. Number 2, and number 1. It was really difficult. So difficult. In the end, it just shaded it. So number 2, Unlucky Lads, you were just so close. Rom Kingdom, Monarch, absolutely jaw-dropping album. It came out so early in the year as well. And number 1, Gamma Bomb, Bats. Well done, Joe.
Nepotism wins again. Woo!
Okay, so that's great. We're going to go on to the best EP, which was just the hardest thing to eliminate and try and even get it down to 10. I'll be
dead. Very hard.
Oh, it was just fucking crazy. The actual standard is through the roof for EPs at the moment. And yeah, so I'd be interested to hear thoughts on that. Howard, we'll start with you for this one. Best EP of the year.
So this short enough list for me. It's pretty easy to pick, if I'm honest. But the ones that were kind of stand out for me were Body Drinkers EP was pretty decent.
Unreal.
And Levain one was really, really good. But Darwin, Nimue.
Mm-hmm.
I think that was the best EP this year. It just fucking came out of nowhere. Fucking great. Listen,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah, yeah. Brilliant. Okay, excellent stuff. Letty, over to the comments there. Shout outs to people.
Lots of opinions. We've got Ronan, I think that's how you pronounce it.
From 10 Ton Slug.
Yeah, we've got, he commented, the Metal Brady Bunch.
Yes, we are.
Tenna Griffin is saying, go on, the lad slung from a tree. Harry Knott is making a note of all the albums to chase up. And he then commented, you, absolute classic Gamma Bomb moment.
Okay.
Keep the comments coming.
Yeah, keep the comments coming, lads. We're going to be interested to see if you're going to nominate the EP of the year that will agree with me anyway. So far, it hasn't been named yet. Letty?
As Howard says, Levain's EP was amazing. I've seen them twice this year. They're amazing lads, and I got to interview them. EP of the year for me is Chemical Addiction, Back Burner.
Woo! Shout out to the boys. That's great.
Shout out to the Kilkenny lads.
Yes, the Cats. That's great news. Well done, Letty.
They've just played a reunion at the zoo that happened in the set on Sunday. It's supposed to be amazing. Mm-hmm. And I believe they're playing at the Dead Cult Christmas party as well.
Yes, they are.
Letty with the shout outs.
Exactly.
Finger on the pulse. Okay, Daniel, EP of the year for you. So tough, wasn't it?
It was, but I think one that went under the radar was Toombs's The Schmeckening.
Yeah.
I thought that was excellent. I thought Anvil Crawler was an amazing tune. But close seconds, I like Settlers EP. So fun. Yeah. And The Boat Sank. The Boat Sank as well.
Yes. Shout out to Chris.
I think they're really exciting. But they were kind of the three that stood out to me this year.
And number one?
The Schmeckening.
Okay, The Schmeckening.
Yeah, excellent. The Schmeckening.
Stuff. Okay. Yeah. Wow. Up Limerick. Limerick.
Yeah, I'm pure biased, aren't I? Hurry, lads.
Will there be a Cork one even make it? I don't know. Was there one released? Don't think there was. Was there any Cork releases there to be? Oh yes, Red Sun Alert.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Was that last year? No. Was that this year?
This year.
This year. Yeah.
Okay. Right. Joe. EP of the year. I think I nearly know what you're going to say, actually, but go on anyway. See if we agree.
Red Mountain, Earthbound. Really liked it.
Red Mountain, Earthbound. Yep. Okay.
Yeah.
Really good. Like, I thought they got that sort of Welcome to Sky Valley vibe. Really, it has a really, really pleasing kind of stoner vibe about it. And the lyrics and singing were just really cool. There was a couple of releases this year, actually, where I was really surprised at the kind of the lyrics and the singing on them. So, yeah, it was really good.
Definitely. I thought you were going to go for Cynicence, Joe.
Cynicence? Probably they've probably become a wee bit more metalcore over the last couple of years, you know, which is, we don't like modern stuff in the garage.
Oh, God. Okay, that's cool then. So Red Mountain, best EP for you, Joe. Cool.
Yep.
Shout out to the lads. Evan?
I had a toss-up between Levain. Again, production-wise, it has that nice, like, really raw kind of sound to it. But for me, the Chemical Addiction EP is stunning. Like, it's absolutely amazing. I definitely would feel a bit of bias. But it's unbelievable. Like, my Spotify, it came out in October?
Yeah. We had him on the show. It's not out yet, but yeah, that was a great interview, actually. Great chat. The boys. Yeah.
But like, it was already one of my most played releases straight away. Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, I had it on repeat. It's just unreal. That perfect balance between melody and just like fat riff.
Right. Okay. Excellent stuff. So it was a really close one, but Chemical Addiction just shaded it.
Yeah.
Fair enough. Okay. Any comments there, Letty, before I leave everybody
know? We've got lots of love for Toombs and someone dissing Kilkenny. Michael, thanks. Aidan O'Mahony's asking, was Slaw's release an EP?
Slough.
Sorry. My apologies.
I think fucking Road Wars or something like.
We've just got lots of people saying up the Toombs and big up Levain from Harry.
Okay. Excellent stuff. Right. Again, there's ones I'm going to do a shout out to that didn't make the top 10. As I said, it was just fucking insane how good the quality. So I'm going to shout out to Imperial Demonic, War of Attrition, Red Sun Alert, Steiner, Third Island, Settler, Solothurn, Behiok, Aboard the Dirt, the Northern Blender, that split EP was brilliant. Nihilant as well. Let's go into the top 10 for me then. So number 10 was From Runes, Inner Demons. Number 9 was Tombs, The Schmeckning. Number 8, Devilsome, self-titled Joe. Great, great release, man. Really loved it. Number 7, 12 Gauge, Outrage, Siren. Number 6, Chemical Addiction, Burner. Number 5, Levain, Fine Failure. Number 4, Sinnescence, The Fire Rises. Number 3, Eyes Eternal, Bloodstained Wings, Cormac, shout out there. Number two and number one, again, just fucking heartbreak to separate them. But number two was Dawn, Nimue.
What?
And number one was Haint, Terminally Involved. Shout out Dean and the lads.
Yeah, brilliant EP.
Fantastic EP. Just ticks all the boxes. Just fucking... It was a tough year for Ian as well, man. And for him to release that and, you know, get gigging again, it was just heartwarming. And congratulations again, Haint. Best EP of 2023.
He never strayed from being the most positive, lovely man as well, like the whole thing. So shout out to Ian.
Yeah.
Still the best merch ever, and I have it in the other room. It's the fucking the wooden spoon. Like no one's gonna beat that.
Okay. So man, this is just so hard. Okay, best single of the year. Over to you, Danielle. You look like nervous there.
Yeah. I give it to Grey Stag for Steadfast Leviathan. Others, Slung from a Tree, Voyage into Cosmos. Terror Syndrome Flatline is fucking outstanding. Great one. Monarch. Ura. Yeah.
Ura. Monarch, is it?
Yeah.
Monarch.
Yeah.
Awesome. Round Kingdom, The Admiral. Hardcore Daisy by Outsound. It's a great tune.
Yes. Shout out to the lads.
And The Scratch Blackguard. That's such a fucking banger of a tune. But yeah, that was a really tough one. That was a very tough category.
Yeah, it is. It is indeed. There's so many ones there that you haven't even mentioned. It's just fucking head scratching. Joe, any song in particular that took your fancy over the year?
Probably Contagion by The Boat Sank.
Oh, yes. I forgot that. Really, really cool.
And like, just kind of really interesting to see where they're going and stuff. So like, hopefully by the time there's a full length out, it'll be really, really worth the punt on. But yeah, just interesting kind of interesting vibes. So like that.
Yeah. And you know what? They're different again. No singer as such, like, but I know that they are coming up with something next year with where they'll have a few guest vocalists on the album or EP. I'm not sure. Danielle, were you there when interviewed them?
Yeah, I was on with them. I was there when I interviewed them.
Yeah, yeah.
Might as well have.
In body.
Yeah, in body. Actually, with The Boat Sank, really looking forward to seeing them live. They seem to have kind of, remember they were saying that they were going to have like a different theme for each of their shows kind of a thing.
That's right, actually. Yeah. Good memory. Okay, so who will we take next? Evan, best single of the year.
The Scratch, Blackguard. It's
such a tune.
It's one of the best tunes I've seen an Irish band release in a long, long time. Just because.
What was that song by the Foo Fighters, which was kind of similar enough with where they were in a mental asylum or something like that? It was, I'm not saying just the video.
Like fucking Basket Case by Green Day, but that's the same kind of thing because we're all normal people scare me. I'm not like the others. I think Blackguard is like when you know, it's like both sides of like Red Enemy and The Scratch, like kind of mixed together. It felt very much like on their roots. And they just melded the sound so well, so well.
Yeah. And seeing it live is fucking another level.
Unbelievable stuff. Yeah.
Okay. Excellent. Letty, single of the year.
I've got I've got a first and a second.
Okay.
The first being, of course, Handprints by Horrenda. And I like that song.
Shout out to Horrenda, exactly.
I like that song and I love the music video for it, just them going mental in the Grand Social. And second place goes to the Donnies with The Window. That song is just really, really good.
Okay. The Donnies, where are they from? I'm not sure.
They're from Kilkenny, but they played Fred Zeppelin's a couple of times now, so.
Okay. Excellent stuff. So that's nice to give them a shout out. Yeah. So that was your number two. Okay.
Yeah. Brilliant. Shout out to the Donnies.
Shout out to the Donnies. Great name. Howard.
Yeah, I have a couple. Down to two for the final one, but a shout out to Love Buzz. They had a song called Sing Sing. And one of the lyrics is "Wrap your knickers around my heart," which is just fucking, you know, makes me fucking chuckle every time. It's a great tune. And
he's fucking dead right as well.
He's fucking dead right as right. Darwin Morning Star was a great shout. Gamma Bomb Speed Funeral I thought was awesome.
Yeah,
but for me, Rum Kingdom, Red Admiral.
Okay, yeah, excellent. This, yeah, unreal. So they are. They really are. They've. Literally 2023, that album. For those that haven't listened to it, check it out. It is class. It is absolutely class. Okay, so that's down to me now, isn't it? Or give us a shout out first, Letty, to all the people that are commenting at the moment. Is there any agreements? Or
we'll do a comment check. So we've got You're a Monarch All the Way for a Single of the Year, but from David Patton. Yeah. Declan Beer, still waiting to see some Steiner love.
Oh, I gave him a shout out on DP, Dick.
Steiner.
Michael Howland isn't too happy to hear Kilkenny get mentioned again.
Suck my ass.
That's it. That's the thing. That's all we've got for now. So go ahead, Rishi.
Dave Lee as well from Rom Kingdom is tuned in. So yeah, Dave, if you just tuned in, you got second on best album, just Gamma Bomb just shaded it, and Howard just gave you his favorite single of the year. Yeah, okay, so gonna count down from 10 downwards again. I'm gonna give a quick shout out to all those bands that just didn't get in there: Nebulous, Shadows Calling, Foreign Wolf, Uncultivates. Shout out to Ev there and the lads, Two Tales of Woe, Machina Core, Unmaker, Cursed Son, From Rooms, The Enigma Division, The Boat Sank, Solothurn, Asect, and Horrenda. They were just outside the top 10. Okay, so top 10, Eyes Eternal, again, Bloodstained Wings. That single was amazing. Number 9, Survivalist, Greater Negative. Shout out to the lads. They're doing fucking amazing work up there in Northern Ireland. Crossfire, in at number 8, Switch to Reset. Number 7, The Grief, Disenthrall. Number 6, Slung from the Tree, Voyage into the Cosmos. What a single. Yeah. I remember Owen sending it to me and I was just blown away by it. Okay, keep going. Number 5, Aura, Monarch. Number 4, The Crawling, Dinazarene. Number 3, Cinescence, The Fire Rises. Number 2, Gamma Bomb, Rusted Gold, I went with. Fantastic single. But number 1 is Dowan, The Morning Star. So that is the single of the year for me, Dowan, Morning Star. Right, on to the next one. Best artwork, album, EP. Standard again is just fucking crazy with this. Howard, you look busy there. I'll give it to Evan then.
Start off it. For best artwork, I'm definitely going to go for the one that made me burst out laughing at how good it was. Is Settlers artwork. It's not something I would usually go for, but when I saw it, I just burst out laughing. Just how fucking ridiculous it is. And when you listen to them for the first time, looking at that, it's like, it made me want to walk around with t-shirts with flame and skulls on them. And I was just drinking
beer. For the marsh.
I was like, I'm in. I'm a new man.
Yeah.
I think it's fucking amazing. Like,
yeah. But there's no artist to that. It's AI.
I know. This is the other thing. I picked it and I was like, I'm going to have to pick. But I
It is class, though. Look, we'll give it. I mean, it's down with me as well. It's fucking brilliant. Yeah.
Yeah.
whatever the ingredients they threw at AI, AI came up with a stormer on it.
The other one I had, again, I'm fucking Levain have been kicking ass. But the artwork for Fine Failure, excellent. There's something, it's so simple, but there's something so evil
Isn't
about it.
Yes, yeah. And if you go into their Facebook page, there is
how it was created as well. Yeah. No, there's even like the print on the t-shirts. It's just, it's class. It's that old school kind of, it's the old screen print kind of vibe to it, which.
Yeah. Okay, cool. Letty, any comments there before you give us your shout out?
Comments wise, we've got Dave Lee going, "Nice one, lads," with a happy crying face emoji. Freddie Moita is going, "Haints and Domain on best EP, spot on."
Freddie from the Maddest. Cheers, Fred.
Pat O'Regan going, "It would be a boring show if I was there. Domain and Raum are all over the shop."
Pat from the Smashing Skulls. Cheers, Pat.
Adrian Williams going, "Up Survivalist." John Quill with Hop Settler. Jave Crossdale with Fuck AI. lots of inputs. Owen Galligan with Raum Kingdom for the win. Connor Malloy with a big kiss for you on Saturday, Evan.
Love kiss.
And Kevin, and Chemical Addiction with, "Many thanks for the top 10, lads."
On the boys.
On the boys.
On the lads.
Okay, Howard, best artwork album.
Really easy. Really easy for me.
Okay.
Darwin Lemieux. And Sherez, there's levels to this kind of thing, and some stuff transcends that, you know, in terms of the skill it takes to do a thing. But that's pretty spectacular for me. It really is. Okay. Really, really is.
Yeah. It's a great, I bought it on vinyl, man. It's just a beautiful piece of musicianship and artwork. Letty?
I have to second with Evan, Levain's Fine Failure. I just think it's so simple, and I think that the font that the band use really complements like the aesthetic that they're going for with the album artwork. I really, really do like it.
Excellent stuff. Okay, Joe?
I picked mine for the same reason as Evan, just because it made me burst out laughing. Aborted Earth, Devourment. It's got like a toilet on the front of it with like a Michelangelo painting coming out of it, and it's insanely badly rendered. I was like, yes, this is amazing. Unfortunately, I didn't really like the music, but I was like, yes, this looks class.
It looks cool.
Excellent stuff. Daniel?
So there was a few runners up for me. So I love Cherubborn's one. I think it was Steve Lindsay did that.
He did, yeah.
Grace Eggs, done by Colin Bulger. That was class. Sung from a Tree, that was done by Kieran as well.
Yeah.
I don't know who did. I don't know who did the scratches. Mind Yourself, but that one is really funny.
I couldn't find who did it, but
I'm not sure if it's an Irish artist. But Down's one for their EP is fucking class.
Yeah.
Really, really cool.
Wow. Jesus says plenty of praise for Down tonight. Okay, so. I'm not going to talk about the ones that are outside the top 10, but number 10, Settler. Well done, AI. Number 9, Enigma Division, Andy Pilkington of Very Metal Art. Number 8, Words That Burn, Steve Lindsay. Number 7, Slung From a Tree, Kieran Coughlin. Number 6, Gamma Bomb Bats, Graham Humphreys. Number 5, Grey Stag, Colin Bulger. Number 4, Tusk, Kelvin Dorn. Have you seen that? It's fucking fabulous. Yeah. Number 3, The Crawling. That's Travis Smith. Number 2, Shardborn, Steve Lindsay. And number 1, Iron Altar, Kelvin Dorn. It's just fucking amazing. We had Iron Altar over in Cork there.
No, I was thinking, that's fine. Kelvin.
That Iron Altar artwork is spectacular. The colors and everything. If any of you are unfamiliar with that, check it out. Well done, Kelvin. It's great to have you back doing some fantastic work. Okay, best new act next. Yeah, Jesus, again, so hard. I'm going to nearly predict 2 or 3 of your predictions myself, but anyway. Daniel, best new act.
So it was a toss-up between The Boat Sank and Devilsome. and I think the bolt sank just slightly edged for me. Sorry, Joe.
<All right>.
But it was very tough, but yeah. But really exciting, and yeah.
Bolt sank. Get over it.
Yeah.
I love that name.
So good.
Yeah. Okay, Joe, best new act.
There's actually a band from Belfast called PXBX. They're kind of like a hardcore band.
Yes, I've seen them advertised a few times on gigs.
Yeah, they're pretty kind of interesting. Like, it's just two guitars, drums, and they have a kind of rotating thing. Like, they do have a lead singer, but
problems, but we are up and running now. Welcome everybody to the show.
My fault.
Young man. But anyway, yeah, no way.
Sorry.
I'd say PXBX for a new band.
PXBX.
Good.
I thought I went into another fucking dimension there.
I thought it was in trouble.
You actually voyaged in cosmos yourself.
Yeah. I actually loved it. Like, two Richies talking to me at the same time. I felt for once in my life the noise in my head just stopped. I was like,
You're replying to Harry Knott. Very good. Very professional. Yeah.
I was flirting with him, or replying. I was flirting with him, like.
Okay. Howard, best new act. Was it a tough one for you?
Yeah, it really was. Postbody, I know they're UK technically, but
so good.
Yeah.
They're not the one I picked, though. Uncultivates are great.
Mm-hmm.
Settler, I don't know how new they are, but they're new to me, and I thought they were great. Catching them at the Siege. And there's a band that no one's heard yet, I don't think, called Dead Edwards. Mm-hmm. And it's James Grinnell, Ed Grinnell, Brian O'Sullivan from Abigail Williams.
Brian's band.
Yeah, he's playing bass in the band, and they showed me some videos that they've done in the studio in Dublin, and it's just fucking next level. It's like a Jesus Lizard type thing. It's just so fucking good.
Nice.
I've no idea when it's coming, but I've seen the lads jamming and showing me a few videos and a few licks and riffs here and there, and it's just fucking great. It really is. Really excited for people to hear it.
Yeah,
I certainly haven't heard something.
And what was the name of them again, Howard?
It's pretty good. Dead Edwards.
Dead Edwards. Okay. Right, we'll keep an eye out for them. Yeah, and those that are listening and watching as well. Letty, comments wise, and then you can give us your new act. How are we doing? Is there a bit of love in between Evan and Harry, I'm guessing?
So I have to apologize. Yeah, I have to apologize to Jeff. I called him Dave. I'm sorry. So we've got Owen Galligan with Hop Obsidian Imagery. Harry Knott giving praise to everyone involved in the Metal Cell. So thanks, Harry. Appreciate it. Tina Griffin with Been Some Year for the Lads. It's Slung from a Tree. A Poage and Tide with Hello, Hello. Evan giving some love back to Harry. And Jeff Crossdale with Devilsome for me.
Okay. Excellent stuff. Now, Letty, your new act, best new act. Would they be from Dublin by any chance? Yay!
They would be. It's Levain.
Yeah, all day long. Yeah, for you. I knew it. And I'm Evan, would that be true of you?
No, without a doubt, Levain.
Okay.
They have, apart from just being great lads, like they have the right attitude. So it's like you'll see some bands that might get like some small bit of notoriety, and you'll talk to them, and they can just come across like you owe them something. But the lads are so down to earth. They're so chill. They played Bloodstock. And then, a week later, they did the tour with us.
It's fair to say they're fucking smashing it at the moment.
They're 100%, yeah, but they have the right attitude. Like, you know, they're about helping the scene rather than just trying to get to the top of it on their own. And that's a massive thing for me.
Can you tell the listeners and those that are watching, and I'd say the lads here as well, when we went to see Levain in Fred's, Lachlan, what had he on his bare chest, Evan?
Oh yeah, he copied one of my tattoos
with a marker.
Yeah, what did he? Oh, he said something like, because the one on my chest says "Give it all back to the animals," and he said like "Take everything from the animals." I have another one here And he said it looks like the Bluetooth symbol. So he just threw a Bluetooth symbol.
Don't you just love that?
Saturday, he's out.
Brilliant. And they were fucking class in the siege as well.
But they're unreal. They kick ass every time.
Okay. Have we got everybody covered then? Is it into me?
Yes.
Okay, grand. Right. So just outside the top 10, I want to give a shout out to Outsound and Shadows Calling from Cork, particularly. Keep doing what you're doing, lads. It's great to have you on the scene. Okay, so number 10, shout out to Ronan with Clagernack. Keep an eye on them. Very interesting. I like what they're doing.
Lungs, they were fucking great crack.
So they're number 10. Number 9, Devilsome. Brilliant year for you, Joe. Keep doing what you're doing. Number 8 is 13 Doors, as in X111. Keep an eye out for them. They're pretty cool as well. They're doing all the right things. Number 7 is Nihilant. It's a difficult one to pronounce, from Belfast. They're pretty good. Have you heard them yet, Evan?
No, Nihilant.
Nihilant. No. Nihilant. Yeah. Nihilant. Check them out. Number 6, Solothurn. Just did the podcast with them. Really brilliant lads. They've been on the scene for a while. This is a new version of them. Number 5, From Runes. Really impressive again. Love what they're doing. They have a second EP nearly ready to go. Number 4, The Boat Sank. Shout out to Chris and the lads. Fantastic addition to the scene. Bringing a bit of humor as well. Always appreciated. Number 3 is Ura. Again, 1 and 2. Jesus, on a different day, they could be swapped. But number 2 at the moment is Levain. And number 1 is Dawn. Brand new act on the scene. Future's looking good for all those bands that are coming through. So it's great. So congratulations, Dawn. Yeah. Yoo-hoo. Okay, so best solo artist, EP/album. Who wants to take this? Howard.
Ah, fuck you. I was hoping to hijack someone else's, you know?
Okay, Daniel, off you go.
Yay.
I just picked solo artists, so Rope Maker, Dave Slattery. Yes. I really enjoyed that. EP, album. Terror Syndrome as well. So... they're the kind of the two that I had. Probably Rope Maker just edged it for me.
Shout out to Rowan Hines.
Yeah, Rowan Hines is He's so young, isn't he? Massive future.
Keep doing what you're doing, Rowan. We're loving what you're doing.
He's kind of filling in as well from that. There was a void left after Golgotha went off the scene. So I think he's filling that void. And it's great to see him playing live as well. Come down to Limerick, please.
Excellent stuff. Letty, solo artist.
Solo artist. Would the Eyes Eternal project be solo?
Yes, that's it. Yeah. Cormac Jordan, we interviewed him.
Yeah, I just wasn't sure. He'd be probably my pick. He was really good.
That was a brilliant interview the two of us did with him, actually,
Especially when
you were driving the truck along.
I was actually driving it today, listening to Gamma Bomb's album.
Fuck yeah.
Can you explain, in case people think you're fucking a truck or something?
Don't say anything else. Just explain.
I'm happy with that.
It's the persona I like to pretend, but I play Euro Truck Simulator 2. And when I play it, I blast all the albums. I have to, all the new releases and stuff. So I was barreling down the M6 going to London with Gamma Bomb on.
Awesome.
Wow. We can make that a reality if you ever want to drive us around on tour. Like, you know.
I don't have a driver's license.
Not necessary.
Oh my God. Jesus Christ. Give her a Yorkie. Okay. Evan, best solo artist, EP or album?
Necrotized Eternal Perversion is incredible. Yeah. It's like... Reds are, even with Crimson Butchery stuff, I know we got to interview him a while ago, but Fred is one of my favorite guitarists and favorite vocalists since I was fucking young. He's incredible. The Necrotized stuff is like, quality wise, it's so high up there.
It's just frustrating that doesn't seem to be getting to as many people. But yeah, hopefully with this show and everything, yeah, it's great. Yeah. Give him a shout out. Flying the flag for death metal in Kilkenny, man.
Yeah.
Great call. Joe?
I'd second that as well, man. I thought it was really good. You know, again, it's a bit in-house. Domo, our guitar player, kind of produced it for him. But again, I think it's just death metal done right, you know. It really sort of feels like it's 100% authentic. So, yeah, hopefully either if Crimson Butchery takes off, it'll start shedding more light, really, on
stuff
that Red's been doing, you know, because as you said, Ev, he's really talented, and he's also like such a vet of the scene. Like, he's been doing it.
Yeah, he is.
Since pussy was a kitten.
Yeah. Howard, over to you now.
It's been hard since Ferishi Ganunuk called it a day there during the year. So normally that's where maybe be my go-to. It's been my go-to for the last 3 years. Sam in Apogean Tide is my shout-out, I think.
Yeah.
Looking forward to seeing more from him. Anything he's done so far has been great. And, you know, it's the thing I get most excited about, I guess. But yeah. I've been out of the loop with solo artists this year, if I'm honest, you know.
Yeah, check out Dave Slattery of Rope Maker.
Oh, yeah, I will.
Because that's got a link as well.
Mm.
Who's the drummer with Linkus?
Rory.
Yeah, Rory Goyet played drums on Rope Maker.
So you're going to write that down?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, okay. Right, so it's down to me again. Okay, so it was very hard. It's often a thankless task being a solo artist because you don't have the fucking backup of a band. You have to do fucking everything yourself. And I think we're very blessed with what we have in Ireland. Just the drive and genuine fucking thirst to get material out there. And, you know, a show like this, I'm always delighted to have solo artists on. I always continue to promote them as much as I can. So keep doing what you're doing, lads and lassies. Okay, so big shout out to the people that just are outside. I had to fucking reduce it again, but like Keith McCoy, Rowan Hines, and them, you're just outside the top five. Just showing you the love. So number five, Dave Slattery, Rope Maker, Interwoven. Check it out. It's a fantastic album. Number four, Red Corcoran, Necrotized, Eternal Perversion. Number three, Kevin Byrne, Sonus Mortis of Red Barren Earth. Number two, Adrian Foley, Necrokinesis, A Force Made Flesh. And number one, again, Cormac Jordan, Eyes Eternal, Bloodstained Wings. Well done, lads. Okay, Letty, how did those go down with the comments?
Good. We had some confusion over what was number one for the last category, but that got cleared up.
Okay.
We have Owen Galligan with Keep On Trucking Brother. I will do with Harry going base Euro Trucker moment. We've got Terror Syndrome in the chat saying hi. Okay. Marcelo Varg with Levain Lads with a Black Heart.
Marcelo.
And where have I gone? Adrian Williams with check out Drantna for solo artists. So check Drantna. Them out.
Okay.
And Barry Skellig, Roisin Kennedy with Barry in Skellig.
Oh, yeah. Jesus.
How did you fucking forget Barry? Your fellow bandmate. Oh, my God. Thanks, Roisin. Fucking hell.
Thanks, Roisin, for opening up an insight into my fucking. I practice with the guy, like, fucking walking and him jamming by himself all the time. I recorded the fucking demos for.
That's just embarrassing. That's just absolutely embarrassing.
Embarrassing.
Oh, man. Yeah, he won't watch this anyway. He hates the fucking internet, so.
Any other comments there, Letty?
We've got Keith McCoy saying thanks so much.
All right, Keith, keep up the great work.
Rope Maker saying thanks for the shout out and good words, guys. Really enjoying the show. And Cahill Fitzgerald with hope all the recommendations and top fives are put on your social media afterwards. Well done on tirelessly promoting the Irish metal scene.
Cheers, Cahill.
Roisin with some laughing emojis.
Brilliant. Okay, this is one that will be interesting since we all love live music and going to live gigs. Best live performance of 2023. If I'm not correct, it was 2022. Was it Partillon, Howard?
Yes. Siege okay. Limerick in October 22, yeah.
I think Barry has joined the conversation. Over to you, Letty. Is that true?
It is. Hello, Skellig or Barry.
Oh, man. Yeah. Fucking great.
Got to get him on the podcast, Richie.
Busted. Barry, you're more than welcome to come on the podcast, man. What a great excuse. Anyway. Okay, best live performance, Joe.
Nomadus at the Siege, probably for me. They were awesome. Really, really good. Just like all the best of kind of Sepultura and kind of there's such a great modern groovy feel about them as well. Like, you know, so hard to beat.
Great call. Great call. Danielle.
Very long list here, Richie. So I started writing them down at the start of the year.
We go to so many bands, Danielle, and it's great that you support the scene like you do. So, yeah.
But it's funny because I have had a load written down and there's a big gap in the year because I had the last one I had down for a while was Tombs at Monkfest and I busted my back and had to get physio afterwards.
So that's why there's a gap.
No, I just stood there and watched the band and headbanged. Yeah. Okay, so I have 10 Ton Slug at the Siege, Partholon and Dolans. That was back in April, I think, Howard.
Right.
Slung from a Tree in Dolans and at Monkfest, Crewcon in Sligo, Tombs at Monkfest again, and then nearly every band I seen at the Siege. So the Magna Pinna, God Alone, Gamma Bomb were class at the Siege. I seen the Scratch separately as well. You were there, Richie.
Unbelievable.
That was very close to the top. But I think
wonder what it is. Ooh.
I'm going to give it to Roper at the Siege.
That
was fucking class. Right. And there was just something special about it. And I hadn't heard of Roper before they were announced for the Siege. I was like, who are they? There was something very special about it.
Who were Roper clashing with? Because I only caught two songs, but it was jammed in there. Anyone know?
Was it Slung from a Tree? No.
That was a late fucking thing. Would it have been Crossfire or someone like that? Anybody
we'll
know?
We'll see now in the comments.
Yeah, okay. Howard, be interested to hear your take on it.
Yeah, so
you've gone to shitload of gigs and you've played gigs. So
Man, it's hard. It's hard to figure it out. It would have been at the Siege, I saw Gamma Bomb for the first time. First two songs were fucking amazing. And then went upstairs, he slung from a tree. And there was a bit of magic about their set upstairs. I can't put a finger on what it was. Hometown gig or something. Weed. I think three songs in, Aaron put his guitar down. He thought he was finished the gig. And the lads were like, no, we've loaded. But I was bouncing back between Gamma Bomb and Slung from a Tree. So I didn't get to watch the full sets, I guess. But we played a gig with Partholon in Drogheda back in March for Conor Bones.
Round King.
And no, 7.5 tons of beer
fucking you said that to me.
Unbelievable.
Amazing.
There was nothing in the gig. And every song they play is a breakdown. But it's the breakdown done in more and more clever ways. But there was a part in the intro to a song where he just screamed into the empty room. With no mic, no nothing. He just fucking filled the place with this scream. I've never seen anything like it. So I've been thinking about that gig a lot.
Yeah, they're the things that you take away from it.
It was just amazing. So for me, 7.5 tons of beard in McHugh's and Drogheda back in March.
Nice. Okay. Letty?
So I've seen lots of international acts this year, but...
Letty, you're just going to unbelievable amount of gigs. And you have to travel to Dublin to all of them as well, like considering you live in Tip.
Yeah, it's had me enough to get to Dublin, not Limerick, which is unfortunate.
Yeah.
Thank
Game and Ryan for that, the bollocks. But anyway.
Yeah.
How do you get back out of Dublin, Letty?
There is a 11:30 bus that goes back to Callan, and that is the last bus out of Dublin until 2 o'clock that goes straight from the airport.
Okay.
Legend, Letty.
Fuck it.
I try my best.
Fucking hell.
One anyway, Letty. Sorry, I just wanted to. Okay.
Fair play to a lot of the international acts. They've actually started getting like local Irish bands to open for them.
Okay.
So I've seen some great ones. Dream Awake, they opened for Polaris. Not sure if anyone's familiar with them. They're Australian metalcore. They lost their guitarist earlier in the year, which was very sad, but they continued on, and they got Dream Awake from Northern Ireland to open for them.
Okay.
And they were amazing. And I also saw Idle Discourse open for Skindred, and they were amazing. They just brought just
they
some
were
sort of
fucking
energy.
Class at the Siege. They were one of the first bands upstairs for the Siege. I was there for them.
They were amazing. They were one of the best opening acts I've seen in a long time. Idle Discourse, where your man was just everywhere.
Mm. So is that they it? Idle Discourse, yeah.
Yeah, Idle Discourse. Okay. If anyone from Idle Discourse is watching, love to sit down and have an interview with you.
Plug. Fair play. No, Evan. Where do you start, man? Jesus. I'd say that must have been the hardest one for you, considering for the whole year that you've put down in particular.
This is by far the hardest one.
Yeah.
It's weird as well. Like, it's when I did this one, I really was kind of like, how long a year is?
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean? So trying to go, I actually just even going through like the Dead Cult posters for the year, and I was like, oh my god, that was only like 10 months ago, 11 months ago. But I had a massive list, and I was like, no, I can't do this. I have two that really, really, really stood out to me. Number two was God Alone in Cypress Avenue, only on like last Thursday.
Yeah,
unbelievable. Yeah. Like, if they're just the best band in Ireland by far. they're on a whole other level.
I saw their album launch in Cypress Avenue. Remember we were at that? Similar enough to that? It was fucking electric. Like,
yeah, but they're just better and better and better and better. Do you know, like you'll see them the next day and they're better. I don't know what it is. Well, I know what it is about them. They're just really talented.
Yeah.
But my number one, that just there was some energy in the room. It was such a special gig. Was Burner and Fred's was like anyone that was there will tell you there was just something about that entire night. But Burner's set was like
intense.
It was insane, and it's one of those things that like people are going to see. It's like I felt like people really did understand that this is probably one of the only times they're going to see Burner like in a place like Fred's, the same way like when Conjurer came. People were like, we're never going to get this kind of closing. The next time they come back, we'll do it in a bigger place, kind of, you know. But it just felt like people were aware of how good they were getting it for like, what was it, fucking €12.
And considering as well, just the okay, so first of all, just imagine Fred's jammed, which it was. Then it's the fucking heat, the temperature in there.
Mm-hmm.
And like he played before them and it was fucking nuts. And then they just notched it up another level. Oh my God, yeah.
Yeah. And the sound was unreal. That's another thing I have to fucking shout out for Aaron. Like people know Fred's sound until they do it right. And he really does fucking nail it. Like,
yeah. Okay, cool. Letty, comments before I give you my one.
I don't think we had an answer for who was clashing with
It was Crossfire, I think.
Was it Crossfire? Grand.
Okay.
Crossfire.
Yeah, fair enough. Yeah.
So lots of love for the Magnapina at the Siege. So well done to the lads. We've got Terror Syndrome with Husteranian Vigil. We're unreal at Siege 2. Very first wave black metal sounding. They played a Celtic Frost cover 2 in their Cork, and they're from Cork. Mop. More love for the Magnapina. Dave Longan is saying gonna have to say God Alone at Siege. The lads have really stepped up their game. Christian Carley saying Magnapina. at the Seizure. Amazing, Daniel is right.
It was amazing. On it went up online, the big man one, the Magna Pino one. Oh, fucking brilliant.
A lot of fucking fun.
Yeah.
Adrian Williams, the same Magna Pino at Siege, slung from a tree at Siege, and strangle wire at Grand Declaration of War. We've got True Home in the comments with just a prayer emoji.
Shout out to the boys.
Owen Galligan with much love. Mo Sheeran with Haint.
Haint were unbelievable at the Siege, yeah.
Adrian Williams giving also Acid Age 10th anniversary show. Jeff Crossdale with Horse and Jockey, best town in Ireland. It's just a hotel. Roisin Kennedy giving a bit of insight about the buses, saying the bus to Nina at 12:15 from the Keys is the last bus home from Limerick around 8:30. Owen Galligan saying God alone. Jeff Crossdale back at it with Evan picking Levain, bromance. Terror Syndrome saying Grace Stag 2, of course, first time I saw them, copped a shirt. And Harry Knott in Burner saying it was absolutely molten heart in there, but easily one of the best shows we've played, and his parents came and embarrassed him.
What? Oh yeah, Harry's fucking parents were there.
No way.
Yeah, Harry's parents came down. Yeah.
Fucking hell. Okay. All right. Back to me then. Just two in particular. I went to not as many gigs as I wanted this year, just through fucking work and stuff like that. But there was two stood out more than anything. Number two was the Scratch and Dolans. Just
class.
Fucking magic. And it's the only way to describe it, only magic. And number one, the Magna Pina, 12 band experience at the Siege. I don't know how the fuck he carried it off.
Yeah.
I genuinely don't know how he carried it off. It was insane to see you all up there and it just working fantastic. It was brilliant. Brilliant.
Yeah.
Thanks, Richie.
Yeah. It's something that'll be referenced for a long time. Danielle, wouldn't it? I mean, I remember turning around to you and we were all just dancing our asses off to it, just big stupid smiles in our faces.
So actually, two of my friends came over for the Siege and stayed with me. I think I had like 13 people stay here for the Siege.
What a girl. Fair play.
One of my friends told him he never heard of the Siege before. Two of them hadn't. One of them came from Gibraltar, one of them came from Liverpool, and they came in the house afterwards. And one of them's voice was gone. He was like, "It's a fucking Magna Pina." And the two of them were like, "What the fuck is the Siege? How is this free?" They were like, "What the fuck?" Everybody was talking. Everybody was talking about like about five or six bands from the Siege, just nonstop, being like, "Oh, what about this band? What about that band?" I felt the Siege came. I didn't think.
It went up a level, didn't it?
It did.
Was just full.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Like it was packed from midday right through to the end, and I don't think I've ever seen that before, where it never wasn't a full crowd at the main stage. You know.
Yeah.
Joe, what was your experience of the Siege for playing it the first time?
Never been there as a punter or anything either for the first time. So yeah, like hats off again. We'll probably get that whenever we get on to promoters and stuff. But yeah, amazing experience. It'd be brilliant. See more towns in Ireland like adopt the same kind of attitude that Dolans have, where they're really willing to kind of just open the venue up and like really celebrate music like that for a weekend.
Yeah, true. Okay, brilliant stuff. Best venue and promoter is next on the list. Letty.
Well, my favorite venue is the Grand Social, so that's my pick.
and a particular promoter?
I don't know who the promoter for the Grand Social is. All that I know is he picks some really good ones. He got Chelsea Grin in there over the summer, and that was one of the best gigs I've been to.
Excellent stuff. Okay, cool. So, Joe.
Yeah, just back to what we were talking about there, man. Tall John and the Siege. That's really what he's doing with Dolans. He's just amazing, you know, bringing international bands and stuff down there. And frequently seeing now bands just doing Dublin and Limerick, really, you know, so it just goes to show the strength of, you know, his operation down there. He's really killing it.
Yeah, and great staff right across the board, and volunteers. Yep. They're just amazing. It's a fantastic operation down there, and it is an experience to just go in there for the first time and seeing the friendliness, the camaraderie, and you know, there's never any hassle there, and it's a credit to him. Okay, Danielle, best venue and promoter.
Don't even have to ask me. Of course, it's Stolens and Bad Rep. Like, okay, absolutely. Fine, yeah. Just the standard is insane. Like, I went on a Wednesday night and seen Decapitated. And
yeah.
And I've got gig tickets for the next God knows how long lined up for Dolan's. And it just keeps getting better and better. And they're giving younger bands a platform as well. And the sound in there, I don't know if anybody else thinks this now or if it's just me, but I think the sound has really, like, it's gotten better. It was never really good, but I feel like it's crystal clear now. And I never feel like, oh God, my ears are sore leaving. I think it's just fantastic. And yeah, the staff are amazing. Yeah, can't say enough good things about it.
Okay. Evan?
Bad Rep, Dolan without a doubt. We'll probably never have something as perfect as just like the system that they have there. I was talking to Kieran on Thursday at the God Alone gig and just saying to him like how amazing it is that they've really hit the pinnacle of, like, they have the bigger bands like Decapitated and they're getting bigger and bigger and bigger. But they've never once strayed from still doing Irish, like, local band headlines, and, you know, and it doesn't feel like they're stopgaps. They're all just, these are the gigs that are on, and they just happen to be on whatever date, you know? So it's kind of like they're doing all of it right at the same time.
Okay, excellent. Letty, comments there before we go on to Howard.
Yeah, lots of love for Dolan's. I've been informed DME did Chelsea Grin, so
that was H. Yeah,
Okay. Adrian Williams, there's a cool venue down in Enniscorthy called Presentation Arts Centre. Been seen a couple of gigs for that. I need to definitely try to get down there. Owen Gallagher with Tall John on top. Cahill Fitzgerald with Hard to Look Past Dolan's for best venue. Mo Sheeran with Dolan's has the best and most professional gear loading room I've ever experienced. 10 out of 10 lads.
That was, what's his name, out of Steiner? I think it was...
He did it at the last one, yeah.
Jack.
Me and did it the best they ever had it, though, so...
you did communion. Go on, sorry, Letty, yeah.
Owen Galligan again within Bad Rep We Trust. John Quill with Hup Bad Rep Best Buys. Adrian Williams with Absolutely Love Dolan's. Terror Syndrome with Dolan's Definitely. Thomas Hines with Presentation Someplace, haha.
Not Tom. All right, Tomas. Tom. Brashy.
Cahill Fitzgerald says, the sound of Helmet last Saturday was good as any gig I've heard in a venue that size in Ireland, punching crystal clear. So lots of love for Dolan's. I need to get down there eventually.
No, you will. You will. It'll be amazing to do.
Eventually, and then I can join in on the Dolan's love.
Yeah, you can. Just need to get your transport sorted, Letty. So
I'll
best
walk
venue
there if I had the time.
So best venue and promoter, Dolan's, Bad Reputation from the Metal Cell, me.
Without a doubt.
No doubt. It's an easy one. It was one of the easier ones anyway, thank God. Okay, this is going to be interesting. So for those that are watching and listening, we've got best merch, t-shirt and hoodie coming up, best video, best comeback band, best social media, best international album, best metal band, and MVP of the Irish metal scene. So stay tuned.